So welcome everybody, those of you that are here in the parking lot and those that are watching online, we're glad you're here. We have a fun day in store. It's going to be awesome. Hope you can hang around. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Here's what it says. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through righteousness of God our Savior have received a faith as precious as ours. And he goes on, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. But this is the verse I want you to focus on. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises so that through them, you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desire. So for this reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and add to brotherly kindness, love. Now why? He goes on to tell us why we need to do what he's saying here. He says, for if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it's right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I'll soon put it aside as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember those things. Okay, I don't know if you were able to follow along with that in that text, you know, with a generator going on over there and, you know, people running around. I hope you're able to follow through the text, but let me just talk about it for a minute. Peter is writing to the persecuted church that's been scattered around the world. And he's writing to them, really telling them, encouraging them to hang on to their faith. And he's giving them right here in this section a recipe for spiritual success. How many of you know that to make your food taste good, you have to use the right recipe? If you put the wrong thing in, if you put, you know, sugar where you're supposed to have salt or vice versa, it doesn't work out very well. So Peter is writing to them and saying, here is your recipe for spiritual success. And did you notice how he ended that section? He said, if you do these things, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive. Well, how many of you want to be effective in your walk with the Lord? How many of you want to be productive in your walk with the Lord? Of course, we all do. He said, so if you do these things, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive. They will keep you from being spiritually blind, he says in verse 9. They will keep you from forgetting that you've been cleansed from your past sins. These things, he says in verse 10, will keep you from falling. In verse 11, he says, if you do these things, you will receive a rich welcome into the kingdom of heaven. So Peter is just laying it out for them, saying, look, here's what you need to do. And if you do them, you're going to be productive. You're going to be spiritually aware. You won't fall. And you'll finish right to the end. I mean, it kind of reminds me of what Paul said to Timothy when he said, I've fought the good fight. I've finished the race. I've kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. So Paul is saying what Peter is saying in this text. Do these things and you'll be effective and productive and you won't fall. Now, notice how he begins this section. He says, his divine power has given us everything. Everybody say everything. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. So you know what that means? That means that whenever I fall flat on my face spiritually, whenever I, you know, fall back into past sins, whenever I become unproductive in my spiritual life, it's because I have failed to tap into what God said is mine. His divine power has given me, you could turn to your neighbor and say this to them, his divine power has given you everything you need for life and for godliness. So, you know, when we fall on our face, when we fall back into past sins, it's because we're not tapping into what God said is ours. Notice the second thing he said, though. Here's the challenging part. He said, okay, so God has given us everything we need for life and godliness. But then he says, through these things, he has given us his very great and precious promises so that through them we may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption caused by evil desires. For this reason, make every effort. So the second word we're going to focus on, okay, so the first thing is everything, right? God's given us everything we need for life and godliness. But the second thing is, he's saying here in the text, it requires effort. It requires effort. It kind of reminds me again of what the Apostle Paul said when he wrote to the church at Philippi. He said, dear friends, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Peter is saying, it takes effort. We have to put effort into our faith system. The Message interprets Paul's words this way. Be energetic in your life of salvation. Be energetic in your life of salvation. So, Peter says a couple of times here in the text, his divine power has given us everything we need, and we may participate in the divine nature of God, but it requires effort. Third thing he says is this. Okay, are you following along with me today? Listen. God's given you everything you need for life and godliness. If you're not able to live a godly life, it's because we haven't tapped into what God has given to us. So God's given us that. But it requires effort. We have to put effort into our faith system. And then he goes on, he says, for this reason, make every effort to add to your faith. So faith is the starting point. We know what the writer of Hebrews said, right? Without faith, it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists. The Living Bible interprets it this way. You can never please God without faith. We know that the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians, he said, for it is by grace that you have been saved, what? Through faith. So faith is the starting point, the foundation on which our spiritual life rests. The foundation is faith. Okay, so here's what he says. You ready? God's given us everything we need to live a life and be godly, but it requires effort, and the foundation has to be faith. But then he goes on, and he says, for this reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness. So he goes through this list here of things that we have to be putting effort into. Here's the list, okay? It starts with faith and it ends with love. The footnote in my Bible says this. Faith has to be more than belief in certain facts. It must result in action, growth in Christian character, and the practice of moral discipline, or it will die away. Peter lists several of faith's actions: learning to know God better, developing perseverance, doing God's will, loving others. But these actions don't come automatically. They require hard work. They are not optional. All of them must be a continual part of the Christian life. We don't finish one and start on the next one, but we work on them all together. God empowers and enables us, but he also gives us the responsibility to learn and grow. So are you following this story with me now? God's given us everything we need for living a good life and godliness, but we have to put effort into our faith system, and we have to add to those things this list that he gives us here. So add to our faith. Peter lists the things that we need to add to our knowledge that God has given us all we need to putting faith, effort into our faith system and to growing beyond just believing, but doing. All right, so here's the list and here's our homework for this week, okay? First of all, we got to know that we have everything we need. God's given us everything that we need for life and godliness, right? But we're going to put effort into it. It starts with faith. But then we need to add these things. So I don't know if you've ever looked at this list this way, that Peter is actually writing to this church and saying, okay, I want you to put effort into doing these seven or eight things. Put effort into doing them. The first thing he says, okay, add to your faith goodness. Add to your faith goodness. I think it's in the King James Version of the Bible, it says virtue. And you know what it means? It means moral excellence, goodness of character, moral strength, moral courage. It means being an excellent person in life. It means living life as we should. It means choosing the most excellent way. That's what that word means. So add to your faith goodness. Okay, make every effort to add to your faith goodness. Did you ever think that you would read this in the Bible that Peter would say, okay, I want you to put effort into being good? That's what he's saying here. Add to your faith goodness. And remember the list. He gives us the list. Why? So that we will never fall. So that we won't have to fall back into bad habits, past sins. So that we won't be unproductive and ineffective. So add to your faith goodness. And add to goodness knowledge. Remember, put effort into adding to your faith goodness. Put effort into knowledge. This word means practical intelligence, practical knowledge. It means that the longer we walk with the Lord, we should know the Lord better and his word better. So put effort into being good. Put effort into knowledge, growing in knowledge. Put effort into, here's the next one, number three. After faith, goodness, knowledge. Here's the third one, self-control. How many of you know it feels good to just fly off the handle sometimes? Anybody with me? Sometimes it just feels good, you know what I mean? Just feels right. Peter is writing to this church, and he's saying, look, you got to put effort into doing these things, because if you do these things, it'll keep you from falling. It'll keep you from being ineffective and unproductive. So self-control. You know what it means? The older English word is the word temperance. It means to master and control the body or the flesh with all of its lusts. It means self-control, which is the word that my version read. Self-control. The master of desire, appetite, and passion, especially sensual urges and cravings. It means to be strong and controlled and restrained. It means to stand against the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, which John talks about. So add to your faith goodness. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness. Make every effort to add to your faith knowledge. Make every effort to add to your faith self-control. How many of you know this takes work? Peter is saying, we got to put energy into this. We have to work at this. Our salvation is free. We don't have to work to get our salvation. But to keep from falling and being unproductive, What does he say? We have to put effort into it and add these things. Next in the list, number four, he said, add to faith, make every effort to add to faith, perseverance. It means endurance or fortitude, steadfastness, constancy. The word is not passive. It's not, you know, it's not patience as one version interprets it. It's perseverance. It's that I'm going to get through it and keep going no matter what happens in life. How many of you know the Bible says in this world you will have tribulation? If you live in a human suit, things will come against you. But he says, make every effort to add to your faith perseverance. You know, much has been said about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, in these days following her death. But in a brief summary of some thoughts in her 2016 book, My Own Words, the Supreme Court Associate Justice said her colleague Sandra Day O'Connor taught her to waste no time on anger, regret, or resentment, but just get the job done. I kind of think that's what Peter is writing to this church, because they had reason to be angry or resentful or hurt. They were a persecuted church. And yet Peter says, look, if you want to be effective, you got to do these things. You have to add to your faith this list. Perseverance is on that list. Number five, he says this, add to your faith, make every effort to add to your faith, godliness. In other words, put effort into becoming godly. How many of you know that doesn't just happen? There are very few true saints in the world. You know what I mean? Some people that are just godly. Most of us have to work at becoming godly. He says, make every effort to add to your faith godliness. It means to live in the reverence and awe of God. It means to be so conscious of God's presence that one lives just as God would live if he were walking on this earth. It means to live seeking to be like God, to seek to possess the very character, nature, and behavior of God. The man and woman of God follows and runs after godliness. He seeks to gain a consciousness of God's presence, a consciousness so intense that he actually lives as God would live if he were on this earth. You know, unique to Christianity is the fact that God transforms believers, those that follow him, into selfless, loving people, who are not only more and more like Christ, but who are less and less like the world. And that's why Francis Chan has said this. He said, something is wrong when our lives make sense to unbelievers. The gospel and its results seem foolish to the world and should confound non-Christians, but it unleashes the very power of God. So Peter's writing to this persecuted church, scattered because of persecution, undergoing a really hard time. And he said, look it, here's the recipe for success in your spiritual life. God's given you everything you need, but you got to put effort into your faith system. So add to your faith goodness, add to your faith knowledge, add to your faith perseverance, add to your faith godliness. Then he goes on and he said, and add to your faith, make every effort to add to your faith, brotherly kindness. The word is the word Philadelphia. The very special love that exists between brothers and sisters within a loving family. So one commentator said, how can we possibly love one another like this when they're not true blood brothers and sisters? Here's how. The Greek word for brother, adelphos, means from the same womb. But the word used for love is the word phileo, which is a deep-seated affection, care, and warm feelings within the heart. It's the kind of love that holds a person together, holds a person near and dear to one's heart. But notice how the two words, adelphos and phileo, are put together here to get the word that we have interpreted in the English version, brotherly love. He combines the two words from the same womb, deep affection, brotherly kindness. And then he wraps it up. Here's the last word. He said, make every effort to add to your faith. Okay, you don't have to raise your hands or even say amen. But how many of you have ever found yourself falling back into the same sinful patterns? Or a habit that you just can't seem to break? Or, you know, it might not be one of the big sins, you know? It could be just, you know, maybe a temper or lust or, you know, something that you just keep falling back into. Peter's writing to the church and says, here's your recipe for spiritual success. Put effort into your faith system, knowing that God has given you everything that you need. Here's what he wraps it up with. And make every effort to add to your faith system love. Love of the mind, of the reason, of the will. It's the agape love. This word means a love that chooses to love. It's an act of the will. It's volitional love. How many of you are hearing me this morning? So, everybody out there, everybody hearing my voice, everybody watching this morning, I want you to know that God has given you everything you need. If you think you are deficient in some way, you're not, because God has given you everything you need for life. I think the Living Bible actually interprets it living a good life or something like that. God has given you everything you need for life and for godliness. So when we fall flat on our face, it's because we haven't tapped into what God has given to us. But we have to partner with God. He's given it to us, but we have to put effort into it. And the effort into our faith system is all of these, really, what I would call disciplines of the faith. Things that just won't come naturally. It might take work. But Peter said, when we put effort into it, when we put work into it, then we become productive, effective, people that won't be falling on our face over and over again. How many of you heard anything I said this morning? Praise the Lord. Hey, let's pray a blessing over our food, and then we're going to have a great day together for those that can stay. Lord, thank you for another beautiful day that you've given to us. Thank you for letting us be together. So, Lord, as we sing this last worship song and get ready to eat and fellowship together, Lord, bless our time. Bless the food that we're about to have. Bless our time together. In Jesus' name, amen.